begin the current daf itself. The sukkah daf chav gimel. We begin on the base. We begin today's master. Begin with the gemara. The talmud learned the brisa. Like here, I'm being a kudim. If someone purchases wine from amongst the kafim, Taisus is brisa. Taisus says that this is a brisa, which is coming to exclude from the girsa that says it's none. But Taisus says no, this is a brisa. The master mapluk the tanai, which this is the source of where we have this machlekes sunim as recorded in the gemara. Because Taisus says a mishnah cheresi. There is another mishnah. It's like demai in perek shvi. In the fourth Mishnah, but there it doesn't mention any machalik tanaim. There it just says mishtama kurimeya, it just says unspecified, anonymously like kurimeya. Taiz bothered, he says, how could it be Rameya permits to buy wine from the kutim, but he himself is the one who says the gzera on their wine, the gemara makes a chulin. So as Taiz says, must be either b'metar yenish al kuti ari, you're talking about where the kuti wants to sell to Jews, and therefore he has a Jew take care of it, b'tahara, and therefore it can be sold to Jews. Could be talking about before they made this gezerah on their wines, because these are come to that's broken the first parenchon of Rav Menal. Now, Tai says, V'avgad Rabbi's Rib Shem Nahacha, Shemin Lohu B'menach is Perek B'shmal, Nafsa Mechvav M'beiz, the Kutim Geroi is saying, their quote is, the Kutim weren't true converts. They were just afraid of the lions that were killing them. Difficulty is, over here they say that it's Aser, only because of Tevel, and not because of that it's the wine of Kutim. That's the size. It's possible because the gazal yin shalnachem when they made the gzer on the wine of Gentiles, but gazal also couldn't. They didn't make the gzer on the kafians. Even the prushim ever desal yisim shalnachem. They are still a little bit more removed from idolatry more than other Gentiles. Machzikim b'tosh b'ksav, and they hold on to the written law, and therefore they weren't gazer on their wines. Now apish gazal pitzin, although most definitely they were made a decree on the bread of the kafians, but still that wasn't on the wine. Because the truth is, even according to ones who said the kafim were true converts, they still ate the decree on their breads. But like Azal Yenem, they just didn't make the gzera on their wines. Until Remeya came along and made the gzera on them, as it were in the first parakhul. And so therefore, it's not difficult that even those who hold the gzera rois only held this a problem because of Tevel. Next test, Master the Greenwoods, the Gemara, Shnei Lugin, two Lugin of this 100 that I have over here that I'm going to separate as Truma, and etc. Now, when is this talking about? So this explains for Erev Shabbos ben Hashmash Hazara. Talking about Friday, late afternoon, before it's right before it's the evening or before twilight. And it's talking about during twilight. Can you tell me to say like it's talking to Sept Al Kechiyam ben Akutim Erev Shabbos? If someone bought wine from Kathim's Erev Shabbos, Mashachal Hafresh, and he forgot to separate. So, in other words, and this is the time, it's right before Shabbos is starting. Now, but Taz is not talking about where, you know, obviously talking about it was on Friday evening, but it's not talking about that he forgot it up until when Shabbos actually started. It can never be the case. If I look, then even what he's doing over here, forget about, okay, it's not separating, but even to designate the titles of Truma, Mice, and so on, that's forbidden. Can Mucha become a Duch, like it's obvious from many different places. The Intakana, Latavel, Shabbos, El Misin, there's no way of rectifying untied produce on Shabbos, only if one does it prohibitedly. Tamarin, Perikir, like the Gemara in Shabbat of Megillah, but Aleph, Tavel, Mucha, Noitzel, Shabbos, why is Tavel considered not Mukta for Shabbos? That's only because Shim Av, Vitikna, Mesukin, because if someone violates Aluch and he fixes it, it's going to be fixed, and therefore it's going to have utility. But we see that it obviously has to be only if you do the Aveira. So the Perik Mishaykh Shechel, but then of course, now on the day, says, Mehemte, Twin, the Tavel, Vashashash, let's say someone's hand was carrying a load of Tavel, untied produce, and Ashashash, which are these delicate elements. So the halacha is asla farka, you're not allowed to go and unload it, where because it's muktzah. So we see that this is something that the reason why you're not allowed to unload it is this because why is it muktzah? Because obviously there is no way of fixing it, only if you violate it. And let me stop the mema, and it's not logical to say the chalhani would be good, but breezer from Shimon Da'asu that all those sources are only those tanoim that they hold that it's aser. It's logical. It's even like a mayor. And that it's logical for me that even Remeir agrees that, yeah, there's no way of fixing it on Shabbos. It must be talking about, like we're saying, Bein HaShmashes, before it becomes Tzitzik HaChav. Boy, more of the Min Perek Shein, the Bey we say, in the second Perek in Bey, David Zayman Bey, is about Asim HaShabbos. If someone takes tithes on Shabbos, if it does B'Shagig Yechel, if it does by mistake, he can eat the food. But maybe if he did it deliberately, Yechel, he cannot eat it. And Umash Menami, Perek and Zaken, from Gittin Daf Nadal and Aleph, that the Asinami Kremeir, that's even like Kremeir. Now, we have a Shor Lamecha, but tonight, Shangas Lahafrish, now if he'd be permitted to eat because of a stipulation of what he's going to separate, Lahiro Lakainsa, if Allah have a ticket, then it shouldn't have been fit to penalize him even if he violates and they fix it. Obviously, no, because no one agrees that you could do it better. It must be talking about an Arab Shabbos and not when it was already Shabbos. I thought he clarifies. It says, "V'le mari nami ba'oidoy," and it's not talking about also that it's when it's still daytime. But rather, there's no time to go ahead and separate. And that's why he's saying this. No, that's not the reason why. If that would be the case, then Neymar, he should just say, that the second tithe is in the north or the south, and he should deconsecrate that onto funds, and then he could drink it, like we have by Demai, which is also Mebo'idoyim. The Mishnah says that, okay, Maisa Shein, you could say where exactly it is, and be Mechal. Obviously, that when it's Mebo'idoyim, you have to Mechal the Maisa Shein on monies, and not just to call it the name of Maisa Sheini. But here we're not saying anything about being Mechalad. So obviously, that's what Taisa started off. He's saying, it's not like it's still, you have time before Shabbos, because although you're limited with the time, you don't have that much time to actually do the separation, but it wouldn't be enough just to go ahead and designate the name. You would have to actually also be Mechal Amonis. So no, rather, it's Mamish like by twilight, where the Asl Hafrish, where no, there it's forbidden to go ahead and do that for us and do the separation. Let's say it's doubtful if it's dark already, which this time period of Benash Moshe is Ima Asnes Avadi, so you cannot take Maisis on that with definitively Tevel. But a Peis Kuti Vadai and the Peis Kuti are considered as definite Tevel. So therefore, what's not supposed to be Mavish is Benash Moshe. So therefore, we don't say that anything more that to go ahead and do. Rather, we just say that he's conveying the shame, and that's not going to be a violation of any hafrasha. Now, Tosis proves this point that how do we know that the pairs of kudna could say like definitively tabul? He says because avagav them in perchleish achol all the gemaras in the book of the mem zayin base and the kutoi asur master kara. What I mean, the kutins actually do take off meisers. The kimin of sibay daisa, since it's actually written in the Torah, is here they're actually very careful with it. They keep tarshu exav. No, so it says that's when they want to eat it themselves. Have a limb car, but to sell it, which we're told about, that the Jews buying from them, they're actually not concerned for the Isser, which it says in the Torah, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, because the Darshali Kapashi, they actually expound it in the literal form of, you know, don't have a blind person stumble and trip, but not because of the actual Isser of Lefne Iver, of causing someone to do a spiritual stumble. And Umishum, and what's with the fact that he's stealing from the kind of Levim, that you know, to forget about causing someone to stumble off Tevel, but he's not separating the Shumas and Isis. Those are not concerned for that. Why not? These are monies that don't have a specific claimants, because it's a whole tribe who said it's your, because you're a Kohen and Levi, that you're deserving of it. But moreover, because even the portion of the Kohen and Levi, it's not verified exactly which part of this produce is theirs. But more because the Shin Perek Asay has a problem, you must have seen the Perek Asim Beis. It says in the Pesach, Asa Ta'asa V'chalta, you should only tithe and you'll eat it. But they understand it to mean that only someone himself is eating it, he has to tithe. But if he's selling, he doesn't have to. Now, that's true, but rabbinically, you know, not supposed to do that. And the Kutman are not concerned for that, and therefore they wouldn't take Maaser. Now, so that just goes back to what he said before, that the reason why you have to say that not tomorrow when it's like there's a lot of time before Shabbos is because then you would actually have to go ahead and be kivei a malkum for the Maaser Sheini and be mechalit. And if you're saying it's tomorrow by Benish Moshes, you understand why they didn't do that, because again, you know, it'll be mafresh definitive tevel by Benish Moshes, and like we said, that of the kuti is considered like definitive tevel, and establishing a place is like hafrasha. So that's why you don't do that. Not just come to say that, but that's specifically only being mafresh is also Benish Moshes, which includes kivei malkum. But like we're saying in our case, but to just call it a name, like he says, that which I'm going to separate, but that's permitted. Because that much of wearing geyser, even by defender of table, which again is what the table, which what the produce of kutum is considered. That just brings another proof for what they're saying, that the wine of the kutum is considered defender of table, because he says just like we're learning over here. We find, it says, Gabik Te'in Mishal Tevel, regarding figs of Tevel, which regular Tevel, nothing to do buying from Kutim. And it says the whole terminology that what I'm going to separate, the whole thing, like it says by Kutim. Now, Av Bahad de Demai, Leitani Hani, but within by Demai, it doesn't say that of Dehacha, by Mai there, when it says that with the Mai, that he's gonna separate, it's gonna be Meiser and everything that's near it, that it should be Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. So it doesn't say what we say over here, that we're the Hacho or Betevel Vadai, Tani, conscious over here by the Kutim and by the finger of Tevel, it says that Tani Trumagidaila. It says about separating us with Trumagidaila, Mashen Kibidamai. Where there, the Mishnah only says about Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, Meiser Sheni, because you don't have to separate Trumagidaila by Demai, because the Lenach Tamei or Tal Trumagidaila, because that's the classic halacha that we never institute Demai, which is because I'm a Ratzin on Trumagidaila, because they were never considered suspect. And therefore, that's why it doesn't say over the Demai about separating that of Trumagidaila. But one thing we see is that Tevel, and over here, it does, because again, we consider that of the Kutim as the friend of Tav, conscious to Dmai. Then he says, this that we didn't say over here, in our context. Oh, that the Truman that I'm going to separate, it doesn't say Lamach or tomorrow. And, V'loi Gabi Dmai per Gzayin, and also by Dmai, it also doesn't say, oh, what I'm going to separate tomorrow. Now, the problem is, when someone invites his friend, so there, the Tony Hassam says over there, that I'm going to separate tomorrow. So then why over there does it say Lamacher? Oh, that's because there is different. When someone's inviting someone else, he's only separating what he's going to eat, nothing more than that. And therefore then, he could be Mafresh. And he could do an excellent Frasha. And that's why there it says Lamacher. In contrast over here, where it's just, it's carte blanche. For the Nami Gabi Mishiesh Lekhtenim Shal Tevel, so too regarding someone who has figs of Tevel, Sheyochel HaFesh Mashayochel B'Shabbos, that he can separate while he's going to eat on Shabbos. Elefish Yirtzel HaSakin Nesam Meiser HaKol B'Basach, that's just because he wants to fix everything all at one shot. That's what Lekhtenim Lamacha, that's what it doesn't say tomorrow. Tel Tzerechol HaSal HaFesh, because for a weekday purpose, you can all separate on Shabbos. And explicitly said in Yerushalmi in the seventh paragraph of Dmai, Vadai, which we can explain shortly. What does that mean? What's the halacha fixing on Shabbos? It says in the pasuk Laman Tilma, so you should learn Liyos from the Kechel Kol Yom to fear God, Hashem your God, all your days. Even on Shabbos, Pirish Tanai Vadai. What does it mean Tanai Vadai? Surely Tevel Vadai. He had definitive Tevel. So his love of Shabbos that he had stipulated from before Shabbos. And that Mashal Nosla Hafish, and that's what I'm going to separate, is going to be Masa. Is that Shabbat? Is that appropriate and permitted? And says, yeah, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Obviously, see that behead you, when you explicitly say what you can eat, then that Bishari, that's different. That's why it says Lamacher, you could separate, and that's going to be permitted. That says, Taysa, because that's him, it's a little bit of a wonder, because Ba'ubda, the Isha Rabbin, you come out, you bump stuff, so begin with Rabbin, Rabbiane Gufe. Now, Asa, me paid the base, he separated the produce of his house, Shalem and the Mukath, not from, that's right near the produce. And even though it wasn't right there, and the Kodesh Shein the Hifesh B'Shabbos, and he went and he called it the name and he mafresh it on Shabbos. This is bother that why do you have to separate Shlem and Mukav, where he could have just called the name and the mafresh on Shabbos? Menamukav, called the Yerushalmi, like we had in Yerushalmi that we just called. Why didn't they do this? They said B'Shamahu, because maybe over there in that story in Isha Rabba. Maybe they have a reason. Maybe that was first. Because Leo Deshain didn't know if it was permitted. He didn't hear from Chia, his teacher, who said it's actually permitted to do. Or Yinami also how Yitzarach Lukula come to the bay. Maybe he actually needed the whole basket of the produce, and therefore he had to do that because he says only when you explicitly saying what specific thing. But moreover, the Inmas Nalbadi should be at Chaver. A person cannot stipulate regarding definitive Tevel that his friend has, and here the payers was by his sharecropper and wasn't in his domain. Therefore, Rabbiana couldn't stipulate. He's Bishamid Dmai, like it's written Yishamid Dmai, the one that says, Mabe Dmai Levad, what's the difference between Dmai and definitive Tevel? Dmai, or the Masna Debashin Beshuza, by Dmai, you could see when someone is now in your domain. Vabe, the Masna Debashin Beshuza, regarding definitive Tevel, the person could only stipulate which is in his domain. And therefore, that's the reasoning for the discrepancy in these stories. Then Tay says, Vahad encourage shame, Hochel, the Trumas Meiser. Why are we not calling the name of Trumas Meiser? And the Ligabi Tain Tevel, neither by the case of figs that are Tevel, doesn't say about defining what's Trumas Meiser. Be lavur is gabim mizamin by the case of inviting a guest. Be did mind by the halacha of the ma'ay ashkan shu karishim with trumas ma'isim. We find that he also calls it trumas ma'isim. He defines and designates trumas ma'isim. Mishum, what's the reason? Mishum the gabim d'mai d'ma'asrin v'hein shaloi by d'mai, he's tithing it and it's his because he doesn't have to give the ma'isarishin to Levi. So it's possible that these ma'isarishin is his and the b'lebrayim. So misakin hama'asr. K'dei lecho. So like we're saying, this is different. When the sakat ma'isa k'dei lecho, okay, that's to eat it. Avol kan, shuvade, but over here, where it's, as we said, even by the kutim is considered like the defendant of tevel, and also by the case of tevel of tevel, where it's actually levi. You have to give the ma'isa reason that the defendant of tevel, you have to give to levi. Oh, so therefore you can't call it the shame. Because like we said, there's a difference if a person's going to eat it or for some other purposes. Ulahachi legitani, and therefore it doesn't say that he called it a shame. Now, some Girsois have the words V'hadalai Kadani, and this it doesn't say Hacha over here. Maisa b'tzvayna b'diraymle to taif in the north or the south. Kadikani b'dmai, like we found by Dmai. Mishum, and the reason is because when you're saying north or south, that's kviyas makom. From the kviyas makom kafrasha, like we had earlier said, establishing the place is like separation. And the Tam paragraph of Ligan Shabbat of Lam Daman Al, Sabbath HaShecha, which in the case we're talking about, if it's a doubt, if it's dark, Ben HaShmashes, a Masna Samadhi, you cannot take Maisa of definitive. A Masna is Dmai, but you can take Maisa for that which is Dmai. Or Masnin, like we said, the Mishnah Toman Ben HaShmashes, like we said before, and if you can't say Litzvayna or Ledraimai, encountered by Dmai, where yeah, you could be Ma'aser, even by Ben HaShmashes, therefore that you could say Litzvayna or Ledraimai. Now, Lachanami, therefore also, that is just like in Albi Kabe and Malkum, because that's like a Frasha, and you shouldn't do a fresh Ben HaShmashes. That's like a Tanakh. That's also we don't say over here Machal al Mais that you deconsecrate on the money's Kirik Tanakh B'Dmai, which you say by Dmai. And like a Tani, rather it says Umechel B'Shaisa. What is a Mechel B'Shaisa? So it translates Ainu Maschel B'Shaisa. It means to say that you could start and drink, which means permitted, not from the Lashon of Machal. Because the Machal al Mais B'Shaisa says if you would think to say it means to say deconsecrate it and then drink, listen to Machal al Mais. Let's say the classic terminology. Machal Mois can be like it says by all of Mishnais. Obviously, like you cannot be Machal because it's you can't be Machal by definitive tevel because it's talking about Ben Hashmashes. But like more of another proof that Mechel doesn't mean Machal because Kando Shani Osala Fishtam here it says where I'm going to separate unspecified. A couple of Mokum it's fine with and it doesn't specify in the north or in the south. Saying Yochel Machal, it doesn't say by Meister Sheni where it is. You can't deconsecrate. Good time to separate Meister Sheni. Someone says the Maaser Sheni in this object should be deconsecrated on this coin. Well, the couple of them welcome to Rebbe doesn't designate if it's in the north or the south. The Bishem Leimi says, Karashim, okay, that's considered a designating name. Bacham, they say, no, Hashem has a little German until you specify exactly where in the north or in the south. And we see you from here, you're not going to be a Mokum, Knap Machal. And therefore, obviously, Mechel B'Shaisa doesn't mean, Machal B'Shaisa rather means to say that you start to drink. Now, this is, brings the rest of this after. He says, they bring a story with these three Tanakhim that they went by a homeowner, and he was taking Maisa in such a way where he's Machal on monies, without being Kaveh Makkah beforehand. Amrullah, so they said to him, so you gained the monies, that you didn't have to bring the payers to Yerushalayim, rather the monies, but be bat on the pashas, but you lost lives. Because you ate the payers of Ma'isa in the state of Tumah, out of Yerushalayim, and the pitten doesn't take effect because you didn't warn Kaveh Amakim. So Tais says, Reb Shimon Nami Da'ama, Kar Hashem, Reb Shimon also says that you call it a name. It's only when you say that the Ma'isa Shem and this object should be inside of it, because he also holds that you can have Mechal if you're not Kaveh Amakim. It's just that he holds that the Taicha is like Kaveh Amakim. This is the Machlaikis that they have elsewhere. Someone says that the Truma of this pile is inside of it, but Truma is Maisa B'Techa, and Truma is Maisa inside of that. Truma says, Karashim, that's considered designated the name. Which is Lechum disagree. Mefarash Perkom La'av, and the Gemara Eben, that one explains that Davkashim B'Techa, specifically says inside of them. The Mash, but it sounds like inside, in the middle. If you come to the Makkum, where you're establishing a place, we're going to make any Kavis Makkum. Oh, like over here, we just said, Shani Osla Havrish, most definitely Truma would agree that you cannot be Machal. Ella, B'Yushalmi, Allah Dahi, the Truma is Perkshishim Ashma, the B'Techa Lav Davka. And you tell me it actually sounds like that inside is not necessarily. And that it's, even if you were not Kaveh Makkum, we could say that's Kriya Shem. But B'Shabbat Yashtia, and over there I explain exactly how to translate this. Moreover, Al Kalchach Sorach LaHafish. Moreover, that the you have to separate Maisa Sheni, literally, and that should take effect in the title of Maisa Sheni. Because he said that I'm going to separate. We drink without separating at the end. Would come out that he drank Tevel retroactively. Because the only thing why he's allowed to drink is because retroactively at the end it's going to be Truma. And what he drinks is Chulun. So at the end he's not going to separate. So obviously it's verified that it was Tevel. Like we say that if the flask in the burst comes out Lumafreya that there was no Truma and there was Tevel. Because the Shani also lahafresh akulikoy. Because when he says I'm going to separate, he's going on all of them, even on Maisa Sheni. Because Mochav the seven big tani, it says Asar Abay Machareim. That then you have the ten that comes after that, and then you have Tisha Abay Machareim, which is Maisa Sheni. Sounds like that it literally is going to separate the ten from Maisa Rishon, the nine from Maisa Sheni, and there's no difference between Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. Rather, both of them is going to separate. And the Shabbos, not Rishon, the Rishon, like we said, on Shabbos one cannot separate, and that is you can't say. At first, you're going to separate Maisa Sheni and then Mechaled because you cannot be Mafish on Shabbos. And so you have to say that this that you're Mafish is after Shabbos. Then you're going to say that Mechel means Mechal, so then why be Mafish after Shabbos? You already Mechaled and it became Chulun. Obviously, again, there's a proof that Mechel does not mean Mechal. Rather, means that you start and you drink it, but there's no actual Chilul that's taking place over here. Ketunek says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Sora Maisa Rishon. 10 is going to be Maisa Rishon, and Tisha Maisa Sheni, and then you have 9 that's going to be Maisa Sheni. So this is Labdav, it's not really precise. The Kvahir Frishman and Meir, because you really said from the 100 Shnei Lugan Lutrum Gedoyla, 2 Lugan for Lutrum Gedoyla, Vnimsa, Chasim, Hana, Chasara, Vetisha, obviously you're missing from the Maisa Rishon, you're not going to have 10, because it's not out of 100, it's out of 98, and Vetisha, it's also not going to be 9 out of 90, because it's less than that. Maisa Shal Shnei Lugan, of the Meiser of the Tulugan, which is a fifth of a like. Because you have to take away two like that's being used for Truma. The same idea. But says to me, you're talking about, it is possible to resolve this discrepancy, and it is precise. Maybe we're talking about he separated two for Truma Gedoyla from 102. And are you going to say, what do you mean? That's not exactly one out of 50. But yes, then you take one out of 60, get down to 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, if you do like a regular person, that's actually one out of 60. Pichas is how you do 10 less, or Hezbollah is how you do 10 more. Trumas is going to be valid, because maybe Ksum is very common, and they've got them enough. They could turn my ra. There are certain people that are more stingy. Some do one out of 40, one do out of 60, some do out of 1 out of 50. So although the middle is 1 out of 60, 1 out of 50. But again, there's different measurements, and therefore it doesn't have to be precisely 1 out of 50. It could be it was a little bit more than 1 out of 50, and therefore it could be that you did have 100 left, and that you are doing 110 for Maisa Rishon and 9 for Maisa Sheni. The Eshman Pashim, some want to say that no, Mishum the Kutim, because since we're talking about the one of the Kutim, Shem Efrishu Truma Gedoyla, maybe they separate Truma Gedoyla, Bashal Efrishu, and the rest of them didn't separate. Lakafim as Maisa Maisa. So you're not diminishing the measurement of the Maisa, because most definitely what the Kuti really separate Truma Gedoyla is not going to take effect now what the Yisrael is separating to Lugan of Truma Gedoyla, because they already had separated Truma. So therefore, you have to separate Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni on that, on the side that it wasn't really Truma. But since it's really talking Lemekain, you can't say that at least the Tain Mishal Tevel, in the case of figs of Tevel, themselves is my Perek Shvi, because there's Truma definitely Tamil. And what you're separating is Truma Gedoyla the first time, most definitely the Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni is not taking effect, and there it says 10 and 9. So obviously, there at least you have to say it's not precise. And now, those who want to explain, since ultimately one kernel of wheat will exempt the whole pile of the grain for the laws of Truma, and you're taking more than that, you're taking two for the hundreds, a meiser. When you're taking this ratio of 1 out of 50, so that's not diminishing from the obligation of meiser, even though you're giving more Truma, because ultimately you didn't have to give that Truma, so the Meiser is obligated on that. And Tais says, this was not possible, because definitely when you ultimately do separate Truma, because you didn't have to, obviously you don't have to separate Meiser Rishon on that, so therefore you have to say that the number 10 for Meiser Rishon, number 9 for Meiser Sheni, was not precise, was not exact. So next day, Masach, we begin the words of the Gemara, Dibri Meir. These are the words of a Meir. So Tais says, Masach, it sounds like a Meir, Masach, so good, Dibri Meir is like Breira. The mayor holds a retroactive clarification. Therefore, at the end, when you leave over, if you're saying that was the one, that was the Meisters that took effect, and when he drank the wine, was full. The reason being that is because Laman de Lesley Breer, because the one who doesn't hold the Breer is Asr. Like we're learning here in Asr, you're forbidden to do this because it would be considered like he drank the wine of Tevel. Like it's obvious from the sugya in many different places. No, Taisa b'tamei to one because the pergish b'chor and b'chor is not because of mashmas house b'masafkele the meiy im yesh b'dei nemloy. The meiy is in doubt, and he's not so clear like how Gemara is making something held a bear. He's in doubt if this bear or not. Can we pull the meiy review like if I can machleish the meiy review though? Damly nas no atchalku if he didn't give it until they divided. Pash b'gemara and the Gemara explains this feeling like Ravasi. Oh, what's the pshat? He was like Ravasi. The Amar that he says Achan Shacholku because we're going brothers who divide. That's the Yerushim. That's the Kufas Hafiz. Yerusha Hafiz. Hafiz considered buying. The time of Mishum, Misafkele. Because he's not to become the Babakam, the Ptesim and Aleph. So, if that's the case, the Tais is asking, here it sounds like you may hold the Breyer. And here, Rabbi explains the Manu in a way that they both hold the Ravasi word. Oh, because of Safik, if it's like this or like that. In other words, he's not clear if you say Yesh Breer or not, that, oh, this was always his portion as Yerusha. So how can you say it's a Safik when he would say that he holds a Breer? That's a taste of Yerusha, you can say it's like this. The Shani Hachi, here in our sugi is different. Shemavar Devar, because he verifies his words. Kshem, when he says, Shani Aslavish, I'm going to separate. So therefore, even though, yeah, in general, maybe it's a Safik, you say Breer or not, here he would agree that where you verified what you're saying, that I'm going to do this, then you would say Breer. That's what I have to say, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mukil Hasam. Rava Kravasi, that Rava explained, like Kravasi, like we said before, that both remain in Yehuda, the Kravasi, the brothers are divide, that even if Yehuda is Mesopik, if you say Breir or not, so that's, and also in Yehuda, Ubereish Kalaged, now this same Rava, in Gitnach of Achrafei and Mabez, Kama Rava Gufa, Rava himself says, the Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, this little Breir, they hold of Breir. And, but Tamayu Hocha, actually here in our Sugya, it's actually Mishum Bekiyas Anoit. It's because they're concerned for the flask bursting, so it's going to come retroactively that you drink Tevel. That's why it's forbidden. But they both agree that generally you would say Breer. So it's difficult to be Rehuda. Obviously, you have to say, like we said before, that even Rehuda is Mesopik. If you say Breer, that's only when you didn't verify your words. But if you verified, you would agree that you say Breer. And Bechetzok Lamanam, you have to say the same thing, Bloy Tikshul Lishmol Dishmol, but say Beya. Because Shmuel, in the end of the Lanzam and Beis, brings Gebishnayim, Shlok Chobes, Beim Beshotas. Two people who bought a barrel, an animal, and a partnership, so that they'll divide it and yamte between the two of them. The Kamash Moshmo says, Avchavas Asr, also the barrels are meant to take each one to the place where they are, where they made the air, it'll only be in the common area that both share in their tchum, Meshum Deimre, because you don't see Rich actively, that was mine, that was yours. Problem is, we say, Askin Shmuel, Begita Nishkema, Shmuel instituted, regarding the get of a dying person, that when he gives it a get, that he says that im yamus he get, if he dies it should be get, then lo yamus he get, if he doesn't die it shouldn't be get. Now lachimais when he does die, when he says retroactively it's verified, to have a get it was a get. I'm a yesh breira. Obviously we see all there is breira. Now Tais addresses says don't say that maybe Shmuel doesn't hold the breira, and this that he says that when he dies it's going to be get. That's not because of breira. That's because it's like a regular stipulation that a person makes regarding a get. When the tnai is fulfilled, it's get. So to over here, when he dies, the tnai of the get is fulfilled. Says there's no, because the chay gavna day kin per kol get like this. They were medayik over there and getting the chavim and beis bereisha and also the Rabbi Yehuda. Beginning of the words of Rabbi Yehuda, the mahi beis nayam. What's the halach of that woman? In all those days, when we don't know at any point in time when he's going to die. Now, seemingly one can ask and says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds the breira. But it's possible to say that this that is a get is because, like any stipulation, that the that when the tnai is fulfilled, is a get, and not because of breira, because the Rebbe says, oh, what do you mean? All those days, she's like an eishes for all practical purposes. It's like Maz Medayik, obviously Rebbe holds a breira because you're just talking about all those days that. That if he dies from that sickness, it's going to be a get. Now, that time, the reason that every tnai that you make in a get is not applicable for the halacha of breira, and is pirish b'sham b'kundrus, like Rashi explains over there, that you have to say that it's a get from breira, mishum deinz it tnai k'shar tnam da'amla, shad nasim b'get. No, it's not like a stipulation that you make regular by a get. Why not? What's the difference? What's the discrepancy? And this is what Tesis Bavarn is really forewarning that he's saying, no. Obviously, it is because of Breira, not because of a tonight. As Rashi explains over there, because, first of all, a regular tonight should be utterly kaima. It's in your ability to fulfill it. And the bedaita l'kamei kishmas aleihem, his intention is to fulfill it when he made the stipulation, when he gave the get. And when the stipulation is fulfilled, it's a retroactively get b'leitam the bedaita without any reasoning of retroactive clarification. But it'll be here when he says, this is your get, if I die from the sickness, they be other. That's not in his hand to establish when he's going to die from the sickness. And the Rosh who's up at the time of the stipulation, it's a sophic, because we don't know what's going to happen. And the Tanai Miskam Eilabu, when the Tanai is fulfilled, it's by itself. Ah, Yilam Hashem Bredeidu, if not for retroactive clarification, why have a get? Wouldn't be a get. So obviously you have to say that when he verifies his words, it's going to be Breira. Shimra, when he said explicitly that he's going to die, he's going to be get. Then we say Breira, because he verified. Whereas by the barrel and the animal, he wasn't Mavar, they were not going to be get. Again, you have to say the same type of teretz in Shmuel 2. Now, all the Mashmah Perek Makom Arvin, this is something that we learned even of Lam Zayin Mabez. Can be Shnei Rimayin, by two pomegranates. Kesha'amar, when he says, okay, if it rains today, let this one be Truma on this one. Rimlav, it's not going to rain, he's a Truma, let this other one be Truma on this first one. Where the halacha is, the have a truma, where there we say that it's going to be truma. So it sounds like that that's going to take effect. But Tosi says that it's not in your ability to fulfill, like here the rain. It's dependent on halacha breira. So why is it going to be truma? Tosi says you're right. Hangul man dislay breira. That's according to the one that holds on breira. But definitely that is considered halacha bera. Or inami, additionally, you could say hasam over there, by this case of Shnei Remainim, for this case of Erevin, is chashate. That's actually more significant. Why? Shem the master, as you could think, that chavtalam and alv, ben yard lo lo yard, and he's stipulating a difference between if it's going to rain or not. Oh, he's mentioning both sides, so that's not really dependent on halacha sab bera. It says this reasoning would not apply for the when he stipulates about if the sage is going to come on Shabbos or not regarding his Erev. There it also says that he talks about the two possibilities. So it's obviously in the Gemara over there that it's only possible according to one holds Yesh Breira. So obviously that this Svar would not hold water over there because we see that is dependent on Breira. Pentez says, "What the part of Meruba?" This is the Gemara asked Meruba and Baba Kamdav Samotah. Some days there'll be another Biyechanon, but he doch almost lacked that the Mishnah there is talking about that the modest the tznuin. They say whatever is going to be gathered, they let it be considered that it's the person's because they don't want the person to be considered as if they did an avera. So. We say the gears is kolam aslaket versus kolam alaket, so it shouldn't be difficult. Rabbi Yechanan, who says that you cannot be marked to something that's not in your rishus, so it sounds like Rabbi Yechanan holds of breira from kolam aslaket, whatever will be gathered, which is a svar and breira. Ubahidak and shachalka lekuches saying, whereas the halacha brought many times in Shas that Rabbi Yechanan said that brothers who divide are considered lekuches, which obviously we say that the lekuches because you don't know the breira. So Tosfos Bavli says, "V'mechalik b'zulazu." Why doesn't the Gemara just differentiate between the two cases? Mishul mechal meslaket is mevar dvar beferish, where he explicitly verifies with his words because he says whatever's meslaket should be hefker. B'semek lizbaral de tanoi, and he's relying to be verified through his stipulation. Therefore, you say breira. But by the brothers divide, which not there's no verification going on. Maybe over there you don't say breira. That this answer says, no, the reason why the Gemara doesn't make such a differentiation is because Nicha Leilamim, the Gemara prefers to say, let La'ilam the Chalan Nilkad, because Kadigitani, we wanted to say that it's specifically the Girsa of Chalan Nilkad, and not to change the Girsa, and to give some other answer, we wanted to say that it should be Chalan Nilkad, because that's exactly as it was learned, as it was taught. Moreover, Nicha Leilamim, La'ilam Leitepach, moreover, the Gemara wanted to prefer to say that, no, don't switch around the Girsais. And again, therefore, it didn't want to make any other svar of differentiation. But more, but the fellow of Mechalik, okay, even if we would have made such a chilek, still wouldn't have answered the question, because it's not really true. I can't question that my Hidom and Rabbi Yechim still be different than this Rabbi Yechim that says, Brit Kala Get, and Get and Dav Chafem and Al. That Af Achrin and the place, even the last case, and the Mishnah does not invalidate for Kahunam. And the reason is Mishnah Vein Breira, because You don't hold the Breira even as a stringency. Even though over there he verifies his words when he says is a sheir targash, but whichever one I want, I'll divorce with it. Obviously, that is the proof that from his sheir becomes old. That no Breira even when he's mevar devar. So obviously, that's why the Gemara did not make that chilik about bekama, because the reason actually does not hold this far. Now, however, ki matzach bris kalaget. However, when the Gemara in the beginning of kalaget requires 3 mil Rabbi Yechon, why Rabbi Yechon? They could have just said that the reason why you need it is like we're saying. The Meir de Lekucha is saying from this case of the Lekucha is loy habeshaminan. We would not have learned the Achron in the Paisel that also that the last case over there for Kohuna does not invalidate mitam de parishas like we explained, because you could say that even Rabbi Yechonon, who doesn't hold a Breira by the brothers that divide the inheritance, but they would hold a Breira by the case of Lavlava, where he, again, he was explicit regarding his words, and therefore Bichon had to go ahead and tell us, even by the last case, it doesn't invalidate, again, because you don't even say Breira in that case, so that text does point out that the Gemara could have said that, as the Svar that was saying. Now, and this goes back to what he had asked, the contradiction. We had said, oh, Shmuel and Shmuel, those are difficult. Because this, that by the get of the Shchimra, that if he's going to die, he's going to be get. Obviously, he holds the Breira, as we proved that this, that he says that from the beginning of the statement of Rabbi Huda, that what is the woman in those days? That depends on the Halacha Breira, the way Rashi had explained it, to differentiate between this and other Tanoim. So Tosha said, prove that yeah, you have to say the same thing as we're saying regarding Shmuel as he had said from other different Tanoim. Not that he comes to reject that, right? He says, but additionally, what one can say is the other day, that we were saying and pointing out that Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds the Breira, that when he dies, it's going to be get. It's not talking about what he says that if from today, if I die, then it's like a regular tonight, that it wouldn't be dependent on Breira. Rather, Hain Mishum Demuki, Perik Misha Achze, because he explains in the Gemara within the Vayigimah, Beis Ba'im, and Me'isra Nibu'ayla. From the moment that I am in the world, that's when the get should take effect. What does that mean? Nine, the Sha'achas Kerim Misas, which is one moment before he dies. Shloisa Shom Avuredes, which that moment was never verified. We don't know when that moment's going to be. Well, Gesed B'Kashameis, and at the end when he does that, I mean, we say, Uvra Daba, so that's verified retroactively. Shloisa Sha'achas, that was that moment. Now, Lefit Tamzeh, now, based on this reasoning, what we consider Breira is because he says from the moment that I'm in the world, and not because he says that from today if I die. So then, Ein L'Dakdik Min D'Shmuel. So it actually tells Taisus, you cannot infer from Shmuel that he holds a Breira because it's possible to say that this that Shmuel instituted by the get of the Shchimra is not because of Breira, because it's like a regular condition. And when the condition is fulfilled, then there's a Gerish of the Mafreya without any reasoning of Breira. But in Mekomokim, perish are conscious. But still, this, the Rashi explains that a condition that's not in one's control. So then that only works in the Allah of the Bayer. Emes, that is still true. Even though we're rejecting necessarily from how he says it over there in Shmuel, because you could say that but Shmuel is not necessarily based on the principle of Breira, but it's still true, the Habereish call I get, because when they're on the Chopayim Abeis, Bahi Darin Ba'erlech Amanash Yitzhaba, I'm going to cohabit with you, on the condition that my father wants this marriage to go through, the sage comes to the east, then the heir should be over there. Although it's a stipulation, sounds like it's not going to work to the one that don't hold a prayer. So therefore, obviously, that this would fall under the rubric and the principle of prayer. That's just what you're going to say, the hachalich hashemele misa. Not this is another question. It sounds like Ma'asugah, Ramey is not concerned for death, because Ramey is not concerned for the bursting of the flask, and the Gemara compares this to death. The problem is, the Perkabach and Gemara, you have Chabov, Medav, and when you have four brothers, and there are two brothers married to two sisters, and the ones who are married to the sisters, they die. Sorry, Elus, the other two brothers, they do Chalit, not Yibim. Parshah, the brother, Gemara explains to them, why? Why can't they do Yibam? Because the Tana holds, us create a situation where you're going to be nullifying the mitzvah of Yibam, which is, Because the dima v'miyamcha, maybe one of them is going to do yibum. My yisid, the other brother is going to die. Look at betelus, this is yibum, and now that's going to nullify the mitzvah of yibum, because now it's chayis ishtay. And so obviously that mishnah is concerned for the death of one of the brothers. Now, but he mishnah remeir, that mishnah remeir, and mukha pek with yibum, yot chasim rav, mishum distam mesin remeir, non is mishnah remeir. So yisir remeir is chayis lamisa. This is something you can say is the Lakulam Khashin Haslam is here, right? According to everyone over there, we're concerned for death. Why? Because after one of the brothers is even to one of the sisters, that Pamim Shamam Tanashin was Mangadal Malach was Malayam, the second brother might wait a long time to do Khalid and to do Yim. Ah, but Hashin is Yamas Bedam, then we are concerned that he might die in the interim. Hashem Yamas Bezman Muid, but maybe if someone's going to die in a small amount of time, that Lakhashin, and that's Kabikis and Etacha, that's not a Sogi, which is a flask, and a small amount of time is going to burst. Then we're not concerned, just like by death. That's what we're going to say to make a second lock. He says, "Bahalachayshu meir l'shem emes is mamaruba." Meir is not concerned for someone that maybe he died after a long period of time, even because beperkal again, the Gemara brings again nafchav chasam and avdiktani. We learned basis on the zulu kain. Let's say a non kohen woman is married to a kohen. Bahalachbamu nizayam, and her husband goes overseas. Achilles b'truma, she can continue to truma. Bechas k'shukaim, with the presumption that he's still alive. Abayi l'mafleg also mitchem emes l'shem ayom. As Abayi does not venture over there between if he's going to die or if he did die. The sugi d'shmait the parish in the bumbas kabaya the mafleg kabal by Rabbi. It sounds like that he's received from Rabbi that Meir is concerned that maybe he's going to die after a long period of time. So if that's the case, then you have a contradiction. Meir, are you concerned or you're not? But somebody could say is that Abayi medam a parakol again. The bike appears that gemar a parakol again. Chashasha, the Shema Meis, the Zman Menuba, the concern that maybe he died after a long period of time, the Shema Yemes La'alta, to the same concern if someone's dying immediately. The Man L'chash L'hai, Chash L'hai. Whoever's concerned for this is concerned for this. The Meir is not concerned for maybe someone died, not going to die, but died, even at a long period of time, and therefore she's allowed to continue in Truma with the assumption that her husband is still alive. So too, he's not concerned that maybe he's going to die in a small period of time, if it permits to make a stipulation with Truma, without being concerned that the flask is going to burst. Aval, but pshita delay legamim v'dam v'shem emes l'shem yamas la'alta. But it's not totally, says Taisus, comparable, the concern of if maybe someone died, to if someone's going to immediately die. Because we find Rabbi Yehuda, t'chayish l'shem yamas la'alta, because we find that he is concerned that maybe someone's going to die immediately, just like it's the comparable of the flask bursting. And that's why he says, you know, make the stipulation. And then Tim let me begin to say the Chayish Nami L'Shem Mals La'alta that maybe he's concerned that immediately that maybe someone had died, so that someone will die. And but if that's the case, it's just kain. If you have the wife of a kain, she has to bala min pesach besa. If her husband just left the door, like teichu b'truma, she shouldn't be able to eat truma. We kimish nesal bala min. Now once her husband is out of sight, maybe something happened to him. Maybe he died. Maybe her husband should always have to be in front of her when she's eating. And that's not possible. I never heard of such a thing. So obviously you cannot compare Shema Mes, and maybe he died, to Shema Yomus in totality. So there's really like three different levels over here. There's maybe he immediately died. That everyone agrees is not concerned. Therefore, if a husband leaves, the wife doesn't have to stop eating truma. Then there's the concern about after a long period of time, maybe he died. For example, if the husband went overseas. Or maybe he's immediately going to die, like the person in the flask. That's a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Yehuda. According to Rabbi, explains that Rabbi Meir is not concerned, and Yehuda is concerned. Third level is that after a long period of time, maybe he's going to die. Rabbi Meir is concerned, and therefore, by two brothers that are married to two sisters, they do chalitz and not yibum because we're concerned that when one does yibum, the other one is going to die.